Okay, everybody, very excited to start the third parak of Masechas Sukkah, Lulav HaGazel, shifting gears from Sukkah to Lulav, as we learn Sukkah Daf Lamet. So the Mishnah starts off like this. We're on Chaf Tesma Beis, right? We save the beginning of the Mishnah just because it all flows nicely. Lulav HaGazel VaYavesh Pasul. If you have a Lulav that is stolen and a Lulav that is dried out. Now we're going to see a lot of different cases here in the Mishnah. Not all of them have the same reason. In fact, most of them do not have the same reason why they are no good. A lulav that is stolen, if you look at Rashi, as the Gemara is going to talk about at length, Pasuk says, "Ulukachtem lachem," right? It has to be yours. And the Gemara will point out that that's already, that only talks about on the first day. What about the other days of Sukkot? What about a yavesh? So a dry lulav is no good because, as like Rashi, the beinah mitzvah munderes. You have to get a nice lulav, because the pasuk says ve'anvehu zekeli ve'anvehu. The pasuk says, right, a famous pasuk, right, as you know, in Az Yashir, and it means that you should ve'anvehu, you should beautify Kosh Baruch Hu with the mitzvos. Tosfos, if you look at Tosfos, top Tosfos in Chavtes Mabez, does not like that at all. Right, he thinks it's a unique mitzvah in lulav and esrog because again, the pasuk says pre eats hadar, right? It has to be a beautiful. Eights, pre-eights has to be beautiful pre, and then if we apply it to esrog, we apply it to lulav as well. So Rashi would writes that the psul of yavesh is the general psul, and in general you have to make mitzvos beautiful. And Tosus thinks it's more centrally located to halachos of dalad minim. Okay, either way, a dried out lulav is puzzle. Shall Ashera v'shalir nidachas puzzle. Ashera is avodah zara. If it's a tree that they would worship, and obviously avodah zara is asur b'hana, you're not allowed to use anything that's avodah zara. So that's no good. What about an ir anidachas? An ir nidachas is a city that is more than half of the population has been seduced into serving avodah zara. The halacha is that you have to destroy it and everything that belongs in it. So if the tree, if the lulav is from an ir nidachas, so Rashi says it's kesaruf dami. It's as if it's already burned, even though obviously it's still in existence right now. And therefore, it is not halachically viable for lulav. Niktam rosho. Let's say the top was clipped off, right? Or nifritzu alav. Or the, well, we'll see in a second, if nifritzu alav is puzzle, but nifridu alav, that is kosher. What's the difference between nifritzu and nifridu? So nifritzu is that the leaves were completely ripped off, but it was kind of tied to the spine like a broom, almost. So that would be no good. But nifridu just means that it still is when it's attached to the spine, but it's kind of like droopy, where the leaves are kind of like falling off. But if it's still attached to the spines, then it is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yagdeno Milamala, right? In that scenario, Rabbi Yehuda would say that you should tie it right at the top, right? Again, and we'll talk about that as well. He's going to use it based on Pesukim. Sine Har HaBarzel Ksheros, the Lulavim that are from a place called Har HaBarzel are kosher. As we'll see in a second, that's we're not going to talk about that, not today. Sorry, that's a little bit later. We'll see exactly what the issue is with those potentially, but they are kosher. Lulav sheish bo shlosh tefachim, if a lulav is three tefachim tall, then kedei lenanea bo kosher, in order to wave it, so then it is going to be kosher. And actually, that last line of the Mishnah is misleading. The Gemara is going to actually require four tefachim for a lulav, three tefachim, because that's the shear for all the other dalad minim, and one tefach above, right, in order to shake it. Okay, we'll get to that in the Gemara in a second. So the Gemara says, Kapasik Vitani, the Gemara simply says, straight up first case in the Mishnah was, lulav HaGazel is possible, stolen lulav is possible. And the Gemara points out and notices that the Mishnah just said that point blank, right? Kapasik Vitani, right? Just said that straight away. Implying that Lo Shnav Yom Tov Rishon, Lo Shnav Yom Tov Sheni, doesn't matter whether it's the first day of Yom Tov, right? First day of Sukkot, or the second. The right, problem is, right, that those two are halachically different. Okay, so Bishlama, right, Bishlama Yavesh Hadar. So I understand Bishlama Yavesh. I understand the psul of Yavesh that applies both on the first day and the subsequent days of Sukkot, because Hadar be'inan v'leka, because you need to have, right, a beautiful and beautiful Esrog, right? This, again, this is like seems like Tosos, that the pasuk, the source for that halacha is from the pasuk of Pri Eitz Hadar and not from the pasuk of Zekeli Van Veo, like Rashi said. But okay, either way, Yavesh is possible because you need to be Hadar, right, the entire time. Ela Gozul, but for a stolen lulav, Bishlam Yantav Rishon, I understand why it's no good for Yantav Rishon, Nichtiv, because the pasuk says Lachem. What's that pasuk, right? Ulakachtem Lachem, what's the next words? Bayom HaRishon. It has to be yours on the first day. Mishal Lachem has to be yours. El Yantav Sheni, but on the second day, and all the other days of Sukkot, so am I low? What's the problem with having a stolen lulav? Some Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbishum Bayochai, Mishum Dehavale Mitzvah, Babi Avera. It's not possible because it has to be yours. It's simply a mitzvah, Babi Avera. And that's no good. You can't use a mitzvah that you do right through performing an Avera. Shneimar Pasuk says, Vave Sem Gazul Vesapesach Vesachola. This is a pasuk in Malachi. It's said tongue in cheek, right? Kind of like rhetorically. Like, really, you're going to bring stolen. What is a Pesach as a mum, chola as a sick animal? That's you're gonna bring that as a korban. So again, it's the same idea that over here. That how could you bring an animal that is stolen? And the Gemara compares the two, right? Gozel dumya de Pesach. Right, that's not Pesach. That's Pesach. Right, stolen is similar to the one animal with a mum. Not Pesach, less like Dakanta. Just like if the mum does not have any way to fix it, and we're talking about a mum kavua, a mum that's going to passel this animal from being a korban. Rather, two mumim, two different types of psulim by an animal. If the animal has a mum over or a mum kavua, right, a mum, either it's a mum that some sort of blemish that's going to pass, like I don't know, a cut, or some sort of, that's not a good example, but something that will pass, then with that, something that will heal, like maybe some issue with its eye or whatever, or versus a mum kavua, a permanent mum that's, you know, let's say it's missing a leg or something, there's nothing you can do for that. So the only type of korban that's puzzle, right, is a mum kavua. So just like the piseach, the mum animal cannot be fixed, so af gazol is the takanda. So too, if it's stolen, you cannot fix it, and it is possible. It's regardless of whether the owner has given up hope reacquiring this animal, or this stolen lulav, rather, or an animal also. But what's the whole thing with yeish? So if you've learned, Bava Kama and other places, so yeish, basically what happens is, if a person steals an item, once the owner gives up hope of ever getting it back, so that item then legally changes ownership, and it becomes the thief's item. Now, yes, obviously he still stole it, and he has a mitzvah to give it back, or he has a mitzvah to pay him back, or whatever, but the item is legally belongs to the thief. So that's what we're saying. Either before Yeish or either after Yeish, right, still the stolen lulav is no good, right, regardless of what the status of the owner, right, in terms of getting this item back, regardless of what his mindset is. So Bishlam Lifnei Yeish, I understand why it's no good before Yeish, because Adam Ki Akriv Mikem Amrachman Avalav Didehu. Right, a person needs to bring a korban Mikem that belongs to you, and this is not yours, because before Yeish, right, the item still belongs to the original owner. Alachar Yeish, but after Yeish, the Gemara asks, Hakanye B'Yeish. Right, if the owner gives up, right, ever getting the animal back, so or the lulav back, so why can't this person use this stolen item which now belongs to him? So the Gemara says, Alav Mishum Dehavilei Mitzvah Bavavera. Must be because it's a mitzvah, Bavei Avera. Right, since theoretically he should be good, right, he acquired it, it's his, but no, it's a mitzvah, Bavei Avera, and therefore it's no good. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rishum Bayochai. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ne Mishum Bayochai, Ma'ed Echthiv, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Ki Ani Hashem Ohev Mishpat, So Ne Gezel Ba'ola, I am Hashem who loves judgment and hates theft by Korban Ola. So Mashal Lamelech Basar V'Adam Shaya, over Al Beis HaMeches. The Mashal is about a regular human king who's passing through the toll booth, and Amar Avadav, and he says to the servants, I guess, you know, he's riding in a carriage, and he says to the guy on the horse, right, his servants that are driving him, Tnu Meches Lamosin, like, pay the tax. So Amar Lose, they turned around, and they said, V'alob Kol HaMeches Kulo Shalchu. What do you mean? This money is just going right back into your coffers. Right, why would you pay the money? So the king said to them, right, everybody should learn from me. They shouldn't not pay the taxes. Right, again, the king is trying to set an example. So Hashem said, Ani Hashem Sone Gezel Ba'ola. Right, I hate theft. Right, by Korban Ola, Mimeni Yilmadu Banai Right? Again, they should learn from me. If he can't bring a stolen animal as a korban, yes, technically, after yesh, it could be yours. Right? It could theoretically be mikam. It could theoretically belong to you. But still, Kosh Baruch Hu hates gezel. Everybody should learn and run away from theft. Itmar Nami, it was also said, Amar Rabbi Ami, Yavesh Pasol Mepinisha in Hadar. And Gazel Pasol Mishum Darvele Mitzvah Bavavera, right? It was said as well, right, by Rabbi Ami, for these two reasons, that it's if it's Yavesh, right, if it's dry, it's Pasol because it's not Hadar, it's not beautiful, and if it's stolen, it's a Mitzvah Bavavera. Upliga de Rabbi Yitzchak, but this is against Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees and says, that again, we made a split, that we said that the first day, a stolen lulav is no good because of lechem, it has to be yours. On the second day, the rest of the yontif, a stolen lulav is no good because it's a bavavera. Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees and says a stolen lulav is only no good on the first day. But Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmanya, Amar Shmuel, lo shanu el biyontov rishon, right? A stolen lulav is only no good on the first day. Al biyontov sheni, mitok sheyetzi b'sha'ul, yetzinami b'gozul. But on the second days, since you can theoretically borrow a lulav, you can also be yotze with a stolen one. But again, apparently he doesn't hold of mitzvah b'avera, right? He doesn't hold of that apostles things, but he would only hold, based on the pasuk of lachem, that it has to be yours. And once you're done with that, so then he would say that, you know, mitzvah b'avera would not pasul the lulav, and you can use it on the rest of service. Masiv Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Yachman bar Yitzchak asked the following question, lulav agazal v'yavesh pasul, and hashal kosher. Right, again, when the Brisa says, right, that a stolen lulav, the Mishnah said rather, right, a stolen lulav and a dry one is no good, implying that a borrowed one, right, is good. Right, if you steal it, it's no good, but if you borrow it, then it's good. So Gemara says, Amos, what is that? So Elam would be able to, if you tell me you're borrowing it on the first day, that doesn't make sense. Haksiv lachem, Mishal lachem, right, says it, right, ulakachtam lachem, take it for you, right, you have to own the lulav on the first day. So v'hai lavdi deyu, and this borrowed lulav is not yours. So lav, yantav sheni, must be talking about a yantav sheni. Right, v'katani, and the Mishnah says, right, gozul pasul, that a stolen one is pasul. So that seems to be against Rabbi Yitzchak, right? If you tell it, the whole topic of the Mishnah, right, is the second day, right, when, you know, you don't need a, on the first day, this makes sense, that a borrowed one, right, would be fine. So it must be talking about the second day, and the Mishnah says that a stolen one, right, is pasul. So that's against Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rava says, really, no, the Mishnah is talking about the first day. And the Mishnah is saying, you don't even need to teach me this. Right? It's not that you should imply from the Mishnah, stolen is no good, but borrowed is good. No, you should learn from the Mishnah that stolen is no good, and you don't even need to teach me that a borrowed one is no good. Implying that a stolen one, you might have thought that a stolen one is good, but you never would have thought that a borrowed one was good. Why is a stolen one any better than a borrowed one? As we learned before, a borrowed one is not yours, but a stolen one, right? By stam gezel, by thievery, again, gezel, if you're familiar with the change in nuance, what's the difference between gezel and geneva? Gezel, theft, and geneva is also theft. So gezel implies when it happened right in front of you. Like, if you look at Rashi over here, Yeish Pailamu, right, it said, goes lo miyado vein koach lahatzil. Usually gezel is out in the open, right? That's why by Geneva, right, that happens when a person does not know anything. It happens perhaps at night or through sneaking around. But gezela is just, you know, putting a gun to a guy's head and say, give me your wallet. So you might have thought that usually by gezela there's Yeish, and therefore the Bailim, right, if the owners give up and don't think they'll ever get the item back, so then maybe it should be the thief's, and therefore it should belong to him. Right? You might have thought that. You might have thought that it belongs to him. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches me, right, that it's no good, right, on the first day. Fine. Meaning, what's the Kamash Malan? Just to clarify a little bit more, right? If you look at Rashi, Kamash Malan, what is that? What does it mean? The Mishnah teaches me that it's no good, right? That in the Kamash Malan is that there's no Yeish, right? Meaning that you might have thought that in general, Gezel, something that is stolen, you know, from the front of the guy's face, the Bailim for give up, but Kamash Malan, therefore the Mishnah teaches us that no, there's maybe he's not Miyayish. Why? Because he thinks he could take the guy to Beis Din. That's what Rashi says over here, right? Lamachar Tafisnele Bedina, right? He thinks that maybe, again, it happened in broad daylight in front of everybody, I'll just go to Beis Din and be like, get my Lulav back, right? So then Pasha says there is no Yayish, and a stolen Lulav is no good even on the first day. Okay. Amar lehu Rav Huna lahanu avankri. Rav Huna said to the chevra, right, the hawkers, the machers who sell dalad minim, right, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a big business. If you ever go to a shuk in Eretz Yisrael, it's very, very overwhelming with a lot of people yelling at you to buy their specific dalad minim. So I think some people like that and some people don't. But either way, it's so apparently they used to have dalad minim machers back in the day too. So Rav Huna said to the dalad minim sellers, Kizav nisu asa me akum. When you buy the hadasim from the akum, right, from the goyim, right, lo tigazzu asom. You should not cut it off the tree yourself. Elo legazze inu. Let them cut it off the tree. Viyavulachu, and let them give it to you. My time. What's this whole? What's going on over here? Because stand over the kochavim gazlani arasim inu. Because we assume that goyim generally, right, are thieves. And again, back in the day, right, they would very often steal the land from the Jews. Again, where are the Jews living? Right, the Pasha says the goyim would steal the land from the Jews. Vekarka ina nigzalas. The problem with that is that land is halakhically not able to be stolen. Meaning, for the Garashi, right, kolama ina knuya legazlan b'shum yeish. Right, meaning, really, there's no such thing as yeish by karka. People don't give up getting land back, right? So that therefore the goslin, the thief, the goy, does not own the land. It still belongs to someone else. So that's, right, again, that's the goy is trying to sell, right, something that doesn't belong to him. So now if the guys who are selling dalaminim, right, the Jews who are going out to sell the dalaminim machers, if they cut the hadasim from the tree, so they are in effect stealing from the original landowner, and therefore that's gezel, and that's a mitzvah of avera. You can't use that for the mitzvah. So hilkach, therefore likzu inu, therefore let the goyim cut the tree, cut the hadasim off the tree. Geichi dilahavu yeush bailim biadayu, so that you'll have biadayu didhu. Sorry, so then you can have yeush bailim, right? And what meaning biadayu didhu when the goyim are holding the hadasim, right? The owners therefore have yeish, because again, there's no yeish by land. But once the hadasim are cut off, so then the owners do have yeish by the metaltalin, by the movable objects. That's the hadasim. And then v'shinoi rishus biadaychu. And then when they give it over to the dalaminim sellers, there's something called shinoi rishus. It changes property. It changes, what do you say? The person it belongs to changes place, and those two things, yeush plus shinu rishus. Again, these are bavakama sugyas, but yeush, the owner for assuming that he's never going to get it back, plus shinu rishus plus a change in ownership. That's the magic formula, according to this Tana, that you need to effect a change in ownership, and therefore that's how the dalaminim sellers can legally get their hadasim from these goyim who we assume stole the land from the Jew. Problem is, the Gemara says, sof, right? If what you're looking for is shinu rishus, meaning a change of ownership, and yeish bailim, and the owner's giving up hope of ever getting it, i.e., meaning you need it to be cut off from the lands, because the land people don't give up hope of getting back. So once you cut it off the tree, though, then they do give up hope. So if you need those two ingredients, so kigazu avankri, if the sellers themselves cut it off, so they have a yeish bailim biadayu, right? Vishinu rishus biadan. Right, one second, you still could get those two ingredients, because the sellers cut the hadasim off the tree, right, and then the owners give up hope, and once the shinu rishus, they're going to go then and sell it to other Jews, right, to use as dalad minim. So you still have those two ingredients of the yeush of the original owners, and the shinu rishus, the change in bailus, and the change in ownership, right, when the sellers sell it to other Jews. Where it says you're right. They're only talking about those hoshanos, those aravos that are going to be used by the sellers. Right? So therefore, if the guy is going to use that, so then he needs the guy to cut it off the tree for him, because otherwise you don't have that shinu rishus ingredient. One second, there's something else that can allow a thief to halachically acquire an item, and that's shinui maisa. When you change the item, Right, so then the thief acquires the item, and now all he has to do, he has to pay back the owner. Let's say he steals a piece of wood, and then he fashions it into a rocking chair. I don't know, whatever. So he changed the item. So now the thief owns the rocking chair. He just has to pay the value of the wood, right, to the guy he stole it from. So why can't that work? Meaning, once the items change, right, shinu rishus, once they change shinu maisa, once they change shape, right, they should acquire the item. Now, the shinu maisa here, the changing of the actual hadasim, it's not cutting it off the tree. That's what I originally thought when I learned this for the first time. If you look at Rashi, right, two lines up, like the knuni b'shinu maisa, what is that? She eged shloshes hamina miyachad b'shinu maisa nami kani. Because when you bundle then the hadasim with the aravos and the lulav, that's considered an eged. That's considered a bound dalad minim, I guess, and that's the shinu maisa. So that's the change in the action. In the actual item, excuse me. So why can't the thief acquire it with that? So kasavar, so apparently, two possibilities. Kasavar, so lulav ein tzarech eged. It could be that this Tana holds that a lulav does not need to be bundled together for the mitzvah. So therefore, right, it doesn't undergo a change. It doesn't have a shinui maisa. In tim salamar lulav tzarech eged. But if you do hold that, you have to bind it together. Then shinui chosu libri also. No, it's not an adequate change in the item. Because what are you doing? You're taking a hadasim. You're bundling it together with a lulav and the arevos. Well, why can't you just unbundle it? Right, the item itself is not changed. When you take a piece of wood and turning it into a rocking chair, again, with the stupid example I gave before, so that's okay, that's not going back into a piece of wood. If you just put the lulav and the hadasim and the arevos together, so yes, it's halakhically now usable for the aluminum, but it's not physically changed, the item is not changed at all. And therefore, that's not considered a change in Maisa. And that's called a Shinu HaChoz Labriyosa. You could just return that to its original state. But Shinu HaChoz Labriyosa, Lo Shmei Shinui, that doesn't count. That's not a change. I believe it's a Shinu HaShem. Okay, and there's yet another, right, again, this is not really sugis for here, but there's another halacha that a thief is able to acquire an item by changing the name of the item. And once the item is called something else, so then it's not considered the item that he stole, and yes, he now owns that item, even though he has to pay back, obviously he still has to pay back what he stole, but that he now owns that item. So now you're taking Hadasim, you're putting it together, now it's a bundle of Dalaminim he should acquire through Shinui HaShem, through changing the name. To Mikara Havile Asa, because originally it was a Hadasim, right? Vahashta Hoshana, now it's called a Hoshana, a bundle. Again, for whatever reason, right? If you look at Rashi, Alshem Shurigin Logdan Hoshana Bechag, I'm not sure why you're talking about Hadasim on Hoshanas. But the talk is that, you know, during Hoshanas we also take the lulav and Hoshanas and Hadasim. Either way, mean that the thief should acquire it and it should be fine? So Gemara says, Meikara Nami Laso Hoshana Karele, because no, it's not really a change in the name, because people originally call that a Hoshana. That's not a real proper name change. It's not like it went from a piece of wood to a rocking chair. It's still, people still would call that hadasim a hoshana. Okay, fine. Seder Gomor. We'll go weiter in the Hilchos Shabbos tomorrow. If you're interested, over Shabbos, Tosfos on the bottom over here, the Knei Hashem, right? He talks about why we didn't just give the same answer, that it could go back to its original status. Right? We gave the answer we gave before by Shinui Maisa, that it could go back to its original status. You could just take it out of the bundle, making a hadas. And here we're saying no, it's different. The name is not changed at all. Could be that's just on one regalachas. Could be that's just a better answer. All right. Either way, so that's quote unquote homework for Shabbos. But either way, have a great Shabbos, Rabosai, and we'll invite you to the Hilchos Shabbos tomorrow.